Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, day of death, and there is no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
children of Yah, all that are gathered here this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, I pray, again, all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we are the recipients of the mercy of Yah. Ain't Yah good? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Yah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For the sound check, so we will proceed. Hallelujah. Teacher Shane here again with you this evening. Blog Talk Radio has been back to back. I did a Blog Talk Sabbath evening, did service, and now I'm back on Blog Talk again. And I thank Yah for the privilege and the ability to do so. I am a servant of Yah. I'm very grateful that he is supplying all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I need not fear what I need to say. That I need not to really at any time, at any hour, be frustrated that I have not prepared anything. It's already been prepared before the foundation of the world. All I have to do is be a willing, obedient, and faithful servant to be a vessel to speak the word of Yah. If it wasn't for the word of Yah being spoken to me, I would not be here speaking. Hallelujah. 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 So I thank Yah. And my boast is in Yah. That's why I say hallelujah. Because all boast goes to the living one, the only one. The only one living Elohim. I don't know of no other, and I will confess that each hour, minute, second, every part of the day, I've got to. Got to keep my mind on the one who bought me, on the one who taught me, the one who caught me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're back again in the book of Ephesians. Continue on, but I know last time we was gathered on this segment with Teacher Shane, we was talking in the book of Ephesians, that is. We was at Ephesians 4:17. And I want to go ahead and make this part two of that. I'm going to go over it again because I think it is needful in this time and in this hour, especially in this dead season. One thing I'm grateful for straightway about is there is so much food, lawful food, coming forth from this ministry. Makes me wonder why some saints want to eat off other tables when there is an abundant table just set right here before you. I understand that itching ears, lust for knowledge, and other things give us and persuade us to have more attractions for distractions. We want to take on this extracurricular knowledge. A lot of knowledge we don't need because I've seen many want to go clamoring for this extra wisdom and this extra knowledge, and they're not in a spiritual state to understand it, to handle it, even to perceive it. And I'm like, why? Why go something after that you are not equipped for? But blessed be our Elohim and the promise of the Spirit. Thank him for keeping mind sharp. And he's desiring to keep our souls anchored in him. See, our Yah, our mighty one, our creator, our savior, Before the foundation of the world, this was already in his mind. And even when I meditate on that, I just bow my knee and all, knowing that our Yah, his love reaches, and it saturates even this temporal realm, the one that is eternal. He's still so conscious and conscious of his people, of his children. If we would just continue in this way that Yah has prepared, that his Son manifested himself in flesh to be the beacon, to be the lighthouse, to be the tower, to be the light, to be the bread, to be the gate. Just consider, and all these points, the manifestations of love on so many facets. And throughout the day, if we could just think on all these facets of love, what other place would they be in us for all this other crap? And it's out there. It's among us. And it's seeking entrance. And we know it. And we can testify of a truth as saints of the living Elohim that this war is so real. It's more real than all the wars that have been fought on this earth. All this flesh fighting against flesh. When you boil it down to the simple common denominator, the war began in the spirit first. And we've got to really get our minds honed to that genesis of all things. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you all again for your prayers, your support, your labors as dear children of Yah, because when the Spirit of Yah is in us, it's what we do. It's what we are now. We are that we are because of the I Am was the I Am. Tomorrow will be what will be because the I Am still is the I Am. It was the same yesterday, the same right now at this moment. He will be the same tomorrow. And if of a truth the same dwells in you, you should remain the same. You've been called to a higher plane. Your footsteps have been ordered, if we allow them to be ordered. The path has been laid. The instructions have went forth. So put on this yoke that is easy. Take on this burden that is light, knowing that the one who bought you and sought you and bought you, is right there at every moment, every second, pulling with you. When he said it is finished, it is finished. Why not the people of Yah just bow down and just relinquish and enter into the finished? And let's just get this thing filled up to the sum of it all. We've been called in this last time, in this last hour, to be witnesses, true witnesses. There's a time coming when we have finished this course on this temporal ball of dirt, and you have kept the faith, you have fought a good fight. Next thing you know, you'll be in the courts of heaven judging. You'll be judging. So why not now, in this time, in this hour, walk and receive judgment so that you can be a good judge? When judgment comes first to the house of Yah, receive it gladly. And into whatever is needed, pursue that, accomplish that, and then move on, move upward. Quit moving downward. We come from a pit. We come from we know where we have come from. And the only way that we know is the eyes that Yah has given us. It's the ears that Yah has given us. Not we of ourselves. We have a great, great contrast behind us, that we should not be looking backwards at any time, when our eyes always should be on the prize, when we understand the full sacrifice. Then why not enter and be a co-inheritor, joint heirs with the sacrifice? When he supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory, there should be no testimony. There should be no words coming out of it is hard. It is hard. Way of the transgressor is hard. But our way shouldn't be hard. Walking this walk and talking this talk should not be hard. We need to get our minds in the set of being a faithful witness, as we're witnessing each and every day more. This time and this hour, under the SON, under his light, we have the true sight and the true hearing. And we must herald this good news. The time is so short. The Hasatan has filled his cup to the full. It's almost time for it to be poured back down on him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Again in Ephesians 4, 17. Paul writing to the assembly at Ephesus. Paul says, I say this therefore and testify in the Master. Why is he testifying? He's been tested. We have a report on how Paul was tested. That's why he can truthfully pen this epistle in this manner. He's writing in to the ones that were citizens of Ephesus. But he's trying to get them into the mind that you're no longer a citizen of that city. Now your citizenship, your servanthood is on a higher plane now. It's been put in the heavenlies. He's saying, this I say therefore and testify in the Master. I'm speaking this because I know. I'm speaking this because of experience. And the weight that I'm speaking it in, you know. And you can really relate what Paul is saying here. Because all of us of the same likewise spirit do have a mind and a communication, even beyond our words, that does communicate, that does relate, that does transcend a lot of temporal. So Paul is testifying before those that are before his voice, the ones that are receiving these words. And he's admonishing and exhorting and reproving and rebuking in the same manner. Talking that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. And I wonder, Paul, why are you saying this? He must have witnessed that some believers was walking still after their form of conversation. So in love and truth and gentleness and grace and severity and mercy, he's speaking from the redeemed. He's speaking from the redeemed to the redeemed. That you henceforth walk. Walk. You mean wherever my feet are taking me? No, no, no. This is this conversation in Yah, which we know we perform. We can be sitting in a chair in service during Sabbath, and we've walked to other places in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit, just as in the days of old. This attraction to distraction, when the word of Yah is coming to it, and there might be at any time a word of deliverance, a word of setting the captives free. And if you've done walked out of the sanctuary and your mind and your being in your thoughts is somewhere else besides being gathered with the saints, besides being in the assembly. Yeah, bodily. Your body's there in the assembly. But all of us is not in the assembly. Body can be present, but the soul and the spirit is so absent. As we're walking. No telling what during the week, what thing has been dangled before our eyes, what thing has been dangled before our ears. What dangled before your ears? Yeah, with the things that we've heard. We don't consider guarding our eyes and guarding our hearts as these things which gets us off the chosen path. This thing causes us to veer to the left and veer to the right. When we get our eyes and our mind off of salvation and walking out salvation and living in salvation. We know of a truth. I know in myself, my former conversation, how I used to walk then. Because whatever was going in my mind, in my heart, my lust, my desires, my hatreds, my bitterness and everything, they took me places. It started there first to lead my feet and to lead my hands and to lead my eyes and to lead my ears. They controlled the members of my being. And we know of a truth. And this is being part of our testimony, being in that dead world, living a life of death, walking in darkness. And by grace and mercy, the word come unto you, and the hand of Yah pulled you out of that darkness, pulled you out of these fogs, and he's doing it each and every day, calling you higher and higher and higher. Because Paul, he understands, he's testifying. Paul says, I know in myself. Sometimes I have remembered the days of old. It says Israel, when they started recollecting the leeks and the garlic. And then all their mind goes back to that time and all the events and all the experiences and everything that was wrapped around it. See, we don't sharpen our minds. We don't take an account to the distractions that's going on day by day to get our minds and our hearts and our souls and our spirits away from our Redeemer. Because in the days of old, like Paul said, and he's testifying in Messiah, because he knows of the truth, as he himself has partaken of the same. He's not saying something that he's pulled out of a hat. You know, he's not saying something that he bought a book out of a bookstore somewhere and read it, and now he wants to be a witness of that book, like so many of us are. But he has lived it. He has experienced it. He has suffered it. He learned obedience by these things which he suffered. So now he's testifying. I'm saying to you, therefore, in Messiah, my desire for you is to walk not as other Gentiles walk. And how they're walking in the vanity and the worthlessness and the waste places of their mind. Notice that it makes a distinction there of their mind. This is not the mind of Messiah. This is in the mind. That Adamic mind. That mind that I was formed in sin. That come out of my womb, mother's womb in iniquity and all such like. In the vanity, walking in vanity. See, these vanities. And there is an even when the preacher said, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. How many of us really consider our own minds, our own understandings and our own experiences that we seem to lean to and want to feed from? We get to the point and say, this is vain. No. This mess is making me so unfruitful. This is separating me from Yah. I remember the days of death. I don't want to go there no more. I do not. Being this far, coming this far in Yah, been in his bosom for so many years, why would I depart from his caress? Why would I desire to get from under his covering, which he so profoundly, day by day by day, as I wake up, I let my mind, my whole being know, Yah is Yah. Yah is there. First waking moment, I'm making a declaration for the day. You heard it, Pastor said, commanding the day. For we are children of the day, children of the light. So let us proclaim and bring forth the words of life, the fruitful things that has been invested in us. Let our trust come forth from that new man that is in us. Let him speak. Let him bring forth stern of the ship of how it's going to sail that day. And you will be so glad, so joyful, so sure. You will start out that day putting that anchor in your soul, anchoring, having them, that tree planted by the water, you declare, I shall not be moved. I will not fear what man shall do to me. So walk not in the vanity of your mind. Lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways, let's acknowledge him. Because we walk in the worthlessness of our mind, what we think, what we desire, what we aspire for, what our lust. We will have, in Ephesians 4:18, we'll have our understanding darkened. Who likes the dark? Please remember your days as a child. How much this world, the precepts and its commandments and its dictates, had you so afraid of the dark. And we got so used to that fear. Then when the light of the day, when the day spring arises, we rather stay in the fear of the dark than in the shelter of the light. We walk so much in the vanity of our mind. And when light shows some places of that is dark in our being, we rather run back to the dark. And the voice of Eliyahu told you was naked. Why are you running from me? You can clearly see me. You can't see him. He likes his covering of darkness. And I'm talking about darkness as in ignorance. Having the understanding darkness, darkened, being alienated, being cast out from the life of Yah. But if we walk in the vanity of mind, no wonder the casting goes forth. No wonder you find yourself outside of the assembly. When you walk in the vanity of your mind, you've got to go outside of the body of Messiah to do such things. Because the light of Messiah, it will shine on that. And we don't want that light. Oh, no! We see us as he sees us. And we take it the wrong way because all our lifetime in fear of bondage. We'd rather run back to the dock. We'd rather go back to the weak and beggarly elements because we are weak. Because we desire our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own understanding. And smite ourselves on the breast. Oh, this kingdom that I have built. Next thing you know, you smote down your back on all fours. When the Most High God has raised you up, made you upright, why go back? Eating off the ground. When you could be eating from above. Well, no, no. What is this? What is this? What is this? Manna. Hey, why I gotta eat it? I've been eating this for 3 months. And I'm tired of it. Israel, when is this going to get real with you? We ain't got not too far in this letter. And we hear the heart of Yah speaking through Paul. Understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of Yah? When we've tasted the good word of Yah? When we've tasted grace and mercy? When we've tasted gentleness and goodness and meekness and temperance? And all this good fruit? We'd rather go back to the tree that is in the midst of the garden. We go back to Adam. Talking about the first Adam. I will say this so allegorically. I will say it such in a parable way that only those that have the ears to see and the eyes to hear and the ears to hear and the eyes to see. It's amazing what things we do hear with our ears that cause us to see a lot of crap. And we look with our eyes and it's amazing what we hear with the visions. And the images that come into our eyes. If a man's walking in the vanity of his mind, will he be bitter? Yes. Will he be hating? Yes. Will he be offended? Yes. And then the body. All things are that offend will be dealt with. All things that offend will be cast out. And you see most of the time the offenders that want to come into the body and speak their poison, they end up most of the time, and a lot of the time, casting themselves out. And they don't know what's really going on because their minds are darkened. They're alienated from life. So when you're in death and darkness and desiring to see the light of the S-U-N, which is so damn temporal, you only see it for so many hours of the day. And so many trust in that. And then when the night comes, oh, biting the nails to the quick. Why do you think this world is in so much bondage and the warrings and the infightings and all such. Well, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yah through the ignorance, darkness. Yah wants his people. You hear so many times, I wish, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. We could still have the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, but we don't see it. We don't see it physically. But I bet you, if you tune into the new man, he will recognize it. And peradventure, day by day, we start putting off more and more and more of our old ways and our old carnal desires. This shit that distracts us. The other day, it just come to me. I need to really work on focus. And I'm like, yes, I do. That's when the words of attraction to distraction come to me. So now, I let the light of Yah, and I am so grateful that the light of Yah, I want him in the house, because I'm in the house. I'm an inhabitant of the house, and I'm glad that he is the land master or land lord. I am so grateful that the rent has been paid. I'm so overwhelmed that he desires to live with me in this house, to have my feet up under his table, to eat of his sacrifice, of his mercies, of his gentleness, and all such like. What a table. What a table in the house. And what just an awesome bed to lay my head down in. And to close my eyes in surety, in peace, in solidness, knowing that my feet upon a rock, knowing that while this temporal body is recovering from the day's labors, and it is not conscious of what's going on, that I know within me, the true me that Yah has formed, is very conscious. So conscious. And when I lay my head down, I commit this laying down to the one that covers me. And he will cover me until the time when I come to consciousness, when I awake. And I make sure, steadfast, that the very thing that hits my mind first is Yah and his goodness. And everything that he is, I know Yah first and foremost at my waking moment, and I want this mouth to profess it. Even before my feet come out of that bed, I've already put my feet on a solid foundation. I don't want my understanding darkness. I don't want to be alienated from the life of Yah through ignorance. I do not want to have this blindness of my old heart. What Paul is saying there, he has to address it. He has to bring the good news in this matter, because this was going on even among the saints at the Ephesus. Stirring up Paul in his love and his mercy. Didn't it stem from him? It stemmed from the Spirit of Yah. Stirring up a pure mind by way of remembrance. In 419, who being past. I still see aiming to this day and this hour. Saints still living in the past. This is what really captivates a lot of minds in this dead season. They had all the year to sow, to water, and to enter into the increase of the harvest. But they had no joy. They had no comfort of heart because they didn't sow nothing. They didn't water nothing. And because they didn't do such, they have no harvest. So by default, the head will go down. They can't rejoice with the assembly who is waving a sheaf offering, thanking Yah for the increase, thanking Yah for the ability to plant that seed, thanking Yah for the strength to till that ground. Thanking Yah for the water. Thanking Yah for the patience. And thanking Yah for the fruit of the labor. Living in this past, not going to get you nowhere. You ain't going to pass nothing. You ain't going to have no testimony. I've seen so many. Never received the word of Yah among stones, among thorns. They wonder why they're choked. They wonder why there's no depth. The sad thing about religion and Christianity, thinking that all you got to do is believe on Jesus, and he's going to take you up in his backpack, and he's going to haul you all around now. He's going to lay you down into a lawn chair, and he's going to feed you grapes and fan you when you get hot. I don't want that Roman crap. That's their mindset. This is not my mindset. So in 419, who being past feeling have given. Well, I don't know if I can give myself in this matter, but I can give myself back into the days of old. We can give ourselves to Yah. We can give ourselves to lust, give ourselves to hatred, give ourselves to all this variance and all this jealousy and envy. Oh, yeah. We'll raise up a great sacrifice in ourselves. We'll sacrifice life. We'll sacrifice joy. We'll sacrifice long-suffering and gentleness. Because we love, oh, the taste of lasciviousness. I remember when that taste was in my mouth. And the body loved it. And oh, Adamic nature, it just, no, it was so nourished by the lust. Given themselves over. Over. Giving yourself over. Lasciviousness. And why you want to do it? To work all uncleanness with greediness. I'm like, no. I want to walk as the Gentiles walk. I've come so far to turn back now. Paul told the assembly at Ephesus, but you have not so learned Christ. So what we have learned, what is really in us, what we really want to learn if we want to give ourselves over unto other things beside Yah. So many in this dead season have given themselves over. Been in this thing so many years and watched many squander. You don't know who Esau is? It's those who squander, who rather have a morsel of meat from the world. They want this morsel of lasciviousness, morsel of greediness, morsels of hatred and jealousy and envy and all such like. They just say, I don't know what's in our mouth, what's in our tongue. If we got a new tongue, why should our tongue be desiring these flavors? Oh, I remember how succulent my desires was. I remember my addictions, how they escape, helped me to escape my fears. We trust in so much temporal shit. Yes, we do. Paul would not be speaking in this manner if it was not so. We not, would not consider the reason why in the volume of the book. Is bringing this about. Trying to stir up pure minds by way of remembrance, telling you, you didn't learn Christ. All this that I have spoken before, this is not of Messiah. This is not of your Savior. The God of this world didn't give himself for you. So you have not so learned Messiah. If so be, Ephesians 21, you have heard him. Well, no, I just can't. I can't hear the master because that preacher, that teacher, that elder, I just don't like the way he comes at me. I don't like the way he speaks. I don't like the way he acts. We have heard him through his vessels that he has formed. And you have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. It's in Messiah. The truth is in. So many people want to profess Jesus, but they're not in him, and he is not in them. And so much false witnesses in this world. You have heard him, the word. He's been taught by the word. And this word, it comes from the truth that is in Messiah. When religion only wants you to see a similitude of an image, and they put these images on the wall, and you look at them and pray to them, they have no mouths, no eyes, no hands, no feet, but they put their trust, such a vain image. He's not in you. How can you be a true witness? How will you learn Messiah if you don't arm yourselves likewise with his mind? He had his mind set. Oh, his testimony. All that he testified. He never spoke of himself. He spoke of the one that sent him. A father and a son. And a son that is obedient to this point. Yes, highly exalt him. He was sent as the image and the likeness. Why not exalt him? Quit looking at your image, your likeness, and look at the image and the likeness which bought you, sought you, called you, chose you for his pleasure.
Do I got to do that? I know. I know, Master, that you are an austere man. You know, I'm out here busting my butt and doing all this, and you ain't put no labor into it. And I got to give all this to you.
That's an alienated mind, alienated heart, it's blind, blind, blind.
I don't say that with my mouth, but in our actions, and many of our actions, what is
our actions actually walking this way and talking this way? Have we got to the point that the eyes of Yah beholding us is showing us this in us? As the truth is in Messiah? You want to know the truth? That you will be set free and be made free? Paul goes on that you put off. We understand a light switch. When we want the light on, we just turn it on. And it says two letters, O-N. And when we leave the room, we don't need that light no more. We just turn it off. Same thing. Same principle. Why? Why? Why not? When these things present themselves, it wants to be as an angel of light. Turn it off. Because it's not light. It's not true light. It's not truth. So many times throughout the day, there's all these voices trying to present themselves as some light. Thinking you giving you some, do you see that sister? Do you see that brother? And he looks at you like this, you know, and he's acting you like this, and blah, 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 and they start speaking in your ear, thinking that they're giving you some light, you know, thinking that they come to you as servants of obedience, but they're sowing corruption. one of the saddest things, we give so much power to the wicked one. Many times it's us. It's us. It begins with us. We have the ability to receive and the ability to omit. We have the ability to put on and the ability to put off. We want to say the old cliche, the devil made me do it. Did he? Did he? What was it in you that allowed him to do it? Were you going to turn the tables and the mirror and the eyes on you first and say, oh, where did I fail? Where did I transgress? Where was this iniquity that gave place to this wicked one? That he thinking that he has some interest to say this crap in my being. See, we really got to focus. We're so distracted. A brother or a sister acts towards us in a certain way, then our mind goes back into the days of old when we was amongst the heathen and our conversations did not go right at that time. And then we relate what's going on between our brother and our sister with all that crap that was from back then, all the emotions and all the feelings and all the trauma. Why not get into the place of Yah and denounce these hidden things of dishonesty, these hidden works? Start denouncing them, turn them off when they present themselves. Because this old man, you we know, he's corrupt because he's had all these deceitful lusts that he draws from, that he thinks he has understanding from, that he thinks this is the way that he should operate. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let's take a quick station break. Let you all recover. Hallelujah. You should be rejoicing. Even in conviction, we should be rejoicing. If we're in condemnation, know that this is not the truth that is in Messiah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1. Area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and to be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah, the King is coming. The benefits of the truth of Messiah. Did you hear that? Bless you, Pastor Muir, Brother Tommy, all that are gathered here. Let me go through and see if I recognize anybody. I think Sister Sakina is in the room. Bless you all and all others. Zion's Virtue, Submissive Servant. Bless you all this evening. I pray that the word of Yah is strengthening you, and it should be. Should be delighting you. We should desire to hear the voice of the shepherd always. It's just paramount of receiving his love that is commended toward us. I know I get loud on Blog Talk, and I don't mind getting loud. It's just passion. It's beyond me. It's no longer I that does such, but it's the greater one in me crying out. Because as we're reading this epistle written by Paul, and it's penned by the Spirit of Yah, if we would just such receive it, instead of being offended, going off the end. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you here. We are here. The reason why we're here, because he was here before we were here. And he was here yesterday, he is here today, and he is here forever. I like to stay with the one that will remain. Wouldn't you? Oh, hallelujah. 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 So Paul is letting us know we've not learned Christ to act in our former conversations. If so, that you have heard, that you have been taught from the truth that is in him. And if the truth is in him, it should be in us, and we should allow it to come in us. We're so afraid from our former conversations of allowing anyone, anything into us. It's former mind that while so many of us struggle to receive the Holy Spirit, that we got to have our minds engaged in the moment. Just let go, let go, let go. Trust in Yah. It's that simple. That simple. We just have all this baggage of fear we want to drag over here into this walk. And Yah will have no part of it. And it will bring a word letting you know. Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning put off concerning the former conversation. The old. Man, that's what should be done away with. We should not be as religion and say the law is done away. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Roman religion. You want to away with Yah. Why you can't understand marriage? You cannot understand baptism? Cannot understand deliverance? All the words you got, he is risen, but you haven't risen with him. I remember my days of being in religion, and they were short. And I thank Yah that they were short. I thank Yah that he put a hunger in me to search his word. And each and every day that I was eating the bread of life, that my scales daily were falling off my eyes. And I started seeing religion for what it was, and then I started questioning it and reproving it and then watching the everything coming back. Here I am speaking truth and speaking love, and all I got back was the offense that was in them. And I come to understand that they didn't have Messiah. They didn't have love. Here I am, shining as a bright light. And all their mouth could speak was, turn it off! Turn it off! They'd rather stay in the darkness. If I get to the point, well, okay, you want to stay in darkness, I'm moving on. I'm going to dust off my shoes. I see your house is desolate. Now I've got to go to the house which Yah sends me. I did that. Until that day, Yah had me sit under Pastor Charles Dow. He wasn't a pastor at that time. He was an elder. But all that I had been reading in the Word, all that I've been desiring to see, all that I wanted to experience in Yah, come out of his mouth, and it was made clear. It was made sure. I finally heard the voice of the shepherd by a willing vessel. It wasn't for the mouth of Pastor Charles Dow. I would not have remained these many years. We would not have remained these many years if it wasn't for the truth that is in Messiah. And I thank Yah through all these years that we've built our friendship not on the flesh, but it's been built in the spirit. So many things have been tried to shake it, but it was not able. Because we put friendship in the heavenlies. Our friendship was not based on this earth. We got to an understanding that a mission has to be accomplished. His word must go forth. And we got to make our calling and election sure so that others can make their calling and election sure, if so be that you have heard him and been taught by him. And because real seed have been sowed, real work has tilled the ground, the watering has went forth. We get to behold the increase. And all we can do is get on our knees, cast this deal all at the master's feet and say, thank you, Yah. All the strength to the one of this world. We've given enough time to him. We've given enough of our being in times past to that crap. Why stay in darkness when you can be in the light of the sun? That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And how do we get this new mind? From the one who created it. There's a new mind in the new creation. That is the spirit that should be in us, giving us his mind, day by day being renewed. This is fruitful. This is life when you renew. When you wake up in the morning, you renew. When you lay your head down, you renew. But it is no longer I. But it's Messiah that lives in me, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the reason why I don't care. Don't care. Dancing, praising, glorifying. I may look silly, foolish, ugly to the world, but to Yah, beauty. He's the one who gave me beauty for ashes. I had to come to ashes before I understand beauty. Like Pastor Daniel said some blog talks ago, he met us when we were ugly and didn't despise us, but received us so that he can beautify us. But so many of us are still condemned with ugly. I can't do this. I can't do that. I fell here. I fell there. Why? Have this mind of the former conversation. You've not been taught this. But if we're not tuned in with the assembly, we're letting a lot of other stuff teach us. We're tuned in to other tables, tuned in to other beings. What is this that's causing us to change the radio station from Yah? We want to rock, and we want to roll. Aside from Yah, we got to rock and roll outside of the body. These deceitful lust that is speaking to us and drawing us and giving us this attraction to distraction. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. And he's speaking of the mind that Messiah is desiring to put in, if so be that you have heard him and been taught by him. So you put off the former conversation in verse 24, that you put on the new man. This new man is after. Yah is leading. Something in us wants to lead. Allow Yah to lead. That you put on the new man, which after Yah is created. How is it created? In righteousness and true holiness. Now look at verse 25 of Ephesians 4. And it says, wherefore put away lying. I'm like, what? Paul, you've got to address lying. You mean still? You got to deal with lying in the assembly? Because if lying had not been going on in the assembly, he would not have addressed it. If people were not acting and cutting a fool, he would not have addressed it. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. I'm like, yeah. I pray not. I mean, this is my hope for my brothers and sisters that we are not lying to one another. That we're loving enough to talk honestly with one another. That we come to the mindset that we are members one of another. This mind was in Messiah. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, I, Messiah the Son, I and the children, which Yah has given me, members. You're in a house. When you was out there in the world, you was not in a house. When you was in the world, you was not sheltered. When you was in the world, you was not clothed. You know what I'm talking about. Now, since you're in Yah's house, we can truly see the provisions that the husband has provided. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, we let his word shelter us, and let his word clothe us, and let his word give us them conjugal rights. He's not going to rape you. He's not going to take advantage of you, but fears will creep up. I don't know about this Elohim. And all the time you didn't have the struggle when you was under the hand of the one that was cast down. Well, so I said, we can be angry. And in that anger, do not sin. And if you're angry, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't take this wrath and this frustration and everything in it when there's no light no more. You take it all the way into darkness, and next thing you know, you're left in darkness. Next thing you know, you're alienated from the life of Messiah. In Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Too many times we're going into deliverance with the wrong mindset. We think we can go in deliverance without clearing the crap we done first, without dealing with the doors we open to him, admitting our iniquities and our transgressions and every such like. Wonder why we're not getting deliverance, because we're not dealing with the very thing that allowed him to have places. You. Where was your mind at? What was your mind set at? When the enemy came, when the enemy had place to bombard you with intercontinental ballistic thoughts. Intercontinental ballistics, slaughterings and envies and such like, accusations and atomic and nuclear. When we get to the point when we see how real it is real, we start seeing clearly through his eyes and not our own eyes. Yeah, many times there is a way that seems right unto us. We found, we have a testimony, the ends thereof are the ways of death. Saints, I want this word. It's my hope that it will have impact in you that it does in me. It's the reason why the passion and the volume it is expressed in. Because it is broadcasted in hope. It's broadcasted in joy. It's broadcasted in love. It's broadcasted in hope that you would have an expected end that Yah would want you to have, not what you think that you have. Well, hallelujah. Do not give place to the wicked one. We start understanding sometimes the wicked one is us. Oh, these spirits without force of breath. You got to say just something in our ear. And we're the ones that take off with it. They sit back and they call on their, these spirits call on their chums and their pals and say, hey! You see this house? Let's go in. Let's go in. Look, the door is wide open. Oh. Well, bless you all, saints, in the wonderful name of Yeshua. I pray again that his words does have entrance. I know that during this broadcast, during Shabbat service, we've got to deal with distractions. But the biggest thing is, what is attracting you to these distractions? Take the battle to the gate. Stand strong in the power of his mind. We in ourselves, that's why I proclaim, without him I can do nothing. That's why I gladly bow my knee. I go run behind my father as a child of Yah. I let him fight my battles. I let him be the one who gives the vengeance. Not me. It is something in us that we want vengeance. But you think our Father A righteous Father. You understand that his vengeance is righteous? As a child? We just got to go to him. David, many times, Father, are we able to go to war? He waited on Yah, and Yah said yes, and he went forth. So true, Most High Yah, because the truth is in Yah. And if the truth is in him, then I will receive that he is in me and I in him. So we walk together. Because we agree. And we should be agreeing with one another day by day. If a disagreement comes about, grab at brother's hands, at sister's hands, and let's deal with it. Let's stay in the light while the light is showing us this. We want more light. We want more truth. We want more life because we're addicted. We're addicted. We're addicted to Messiah. He was addicted to us first. For the foundation of the world, the covering was already going forth. Child of Yah, in your calling, submit to the Creator what he has created you to be. Walk in his instruction. Walk in his might. Because we want our Elohim to show himself mightily. Especially in this time and in this hour, Yah does want to show out. So let's let him show out. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because once he shows out, everything that offends will be cast out. We want our Yah high and lifted up. We want his train to fill the temple. We want the utterance in us to cry, holy, holy, holy. Because we read in the Revelation that they're crying to the one that loved him and gave himself over. How long? How long? Master, you want to avenge us? And he said, yes. Yes, you witnesses are here to see my salvation. Because you're witnesses of my salvation, you will be partakers of the salvation. And so shall we ever be with him. Bless Yah. Bless Yah. Bless Yah. Thank you, Brother Josh, again for posting. Thank you, Pastor Muir, for your labor of love. All you saints, all you servants of the Most High Yah, be glad and rejoice that you're above everything in this world. Yah has set our feet in heavenly places. So let us keep our minds there. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.